Well, good morning. Your question was, what is the smallmouth bass limit on a blue ribbon stream?
Hang on. I had that looked up here a second ago. You can catch and keep one fish daily with a 15-inch minimum length on the 10 designated blue ribbon streams. And if it sounds like I'm reading that, well, yes.
You're correct, though. That is the new regulation, you know. And I was telling you when I was driving home, after I read that, I was driving home, and then I thought about the White River Bass Classic.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yes, White River Bass Classic. They bring in smallmouth bass, and so they're probably going to be limited to, because there's going to be two people in the boat, they'll be limited to two, but right. They have to be 15 inches or more, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's kind of a important thing to kind of read those regulations.
Little extra challenge.
So let's talk about turkeys just a minute. You know, the season runs in North Arkansas till May 10th. Now, the season is over today in Washington, Benton, and East Arkansas. It's already over. Well, it runs to May 3rd in South Arkansas. It's already over in Little River, Miller County, down in Southwest Arkansas. And, of course, it's already over in the islands. So it's just South Arkansas and North Arkansas now with turkeys, with the turkey season going on. Of course, the season in North Arkansas goes to May 10th.
Right.
So this is the number. We're now at, on Thursday, by the way, we were at 7,970. And since Thursday, the number is now 10,557 turkeys have been taken in the state of Arkansas.
We've done pretty good.
We're approaching last year's number. I still say we're going to get to 11 or 12,000 or so, but this is the county by county total. Some counties are doing quite well. Baxter County's at 230, Cleburne County's at 268, Fulton County's at 273, Independence County's at 315, Izard County's at 327, Jackson County's at 51, Lawrence County's at 139, Randolph County's at 184. Searcy County's at 268, Sharp County that leads the pack is at 364. Stone County is at 253, Van Buren County is at 302, and White County is at 178 for grand total statewide of 10,557 turkeys.
And what'd you say the record was?
Well, the record was many years ago was right. Over 20,000 were taken, okay. But that's way back in 2012 or so back there.
Okay.
But last year
way back, as if we don't remember 2012.
well, it's, and what happened was, of course, the biologists have been talking about this. We had all of a sudden we didn't have very good production of the small turkeys, and so our limits started going down, or the amount of turkeys taken started going down. But they're coming back up.
Okay,
they're coming back up. So anyway, so let's talk about urban deer hunt just a minute. And I bring this up. I mean, I know it's
we're not even done with April.
I know it, but the urban deer hunt, of course, begins September 1. Now remember. The new archery, early buck archery season will begin August 29th, 30th, and 31. Remember that. That's the new rule that begins the last Saturday in August. But okay. Anyway, the urban deer hunt begins September 1, but the registration begins May 18th. And why that is important, because it ends July 22. But there is so much to do. Let me just go over the things. First of all, cost $50 to participate in the urban deer hunts, okay? Keep that in mind. Second of all, you must fill out a payment and registration form online. Now, how do you do that? You go to the ArkansasBowhunters.org webpage to do that. Now, if you you must take the bow hunter and crossbow education class. Now, get this. If you're shooting a compound or a traditional bow, you must have the bow hunter education class. If you are using a crossbow, you must have the bow hunter and the crossbow education class.
Okay.
So you have classes to take. That's why I'm bringing
all this. So we got work to do, basically.
That's why I'm bringing this all. And then you have to attend an orientation program. Make sure you attend one of those to get that done. Then you have to pass the proficiency test. And what I thought about, when I read this, I said, wow. Okay, you must qualify with every weapon, crossbow, compound, traditional bow that you plan to use in the urban deer hunt. You must pass these. And if you miss, in other words, if you don't qualify with the one you pick, mm-hmm. You can't qualify with the others.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, if you go in there and you have a compound bow and you don't qualify, you can't pick up a crossbow and qualify. Okay, see, so it's lots of things. Now, remember, registration will open on Monday, May 18th. It closes on July 22.
Now, these classes and the orientation, do they have to be taken every year, or if you had one last? Okay, so it's not if you had one last year, you're good.
Yes, that's right. You have to go to the orientation class every year somewhere. In other words, you can be hunting in Fairfield Bay, but attend the class in Cherokee Village.
Okay, fair enough.
But you have a lot to do. So what you need to do if you're going to participate in this, you got to go to the Arkansas Bowhunters webpage.org.
Okay? Not Game and Fish.
Not Game and Fish. Bowhunters. No, it's all sponsored and put on by the Bowhunters organization. So you got to do that. Okay, let's talk about the Arkansas Grand Slam program. I don't know if people knew that was such a thing. Residents and non-residents, fishermen of any age are eligible to participate in the Arkansas Grand Slam. All you have to do is catch at least one catfish, one bass, one crappie, one brim, and one trout between January 1 and December 31. There's no minimum limit. There's no size limit. You can catch most of these fish in any of the family and community ponds, okay? Now, what do you get? You'll be rewarded a Grand Slam sticker to add to your personal collection. Once you've caught each one of these fish, you can use the form on the Game and Fish Commission's webpage, and you have to take a picture of each fish, okay?
Well, sure. Why wouldn't you?
And then put that on the online application, okay? But it's so easy to do. When I read this, I thought, wow, I didn't even know about that. You know, one catfish, one bass, one crappie, one brim, and one trout. Doesn't matter how big they are, be tiny, take a picture, submit it, and you become a Grand Slam angler in Arkansas.
Good thing to do with the kids.
Exactly. That, yes. Now, speaking of the kids, we got fishing derbies coming up, and I'm going to highlight just a few of them. But if you want to check out where the fishing derbies are, all you got to do is go to the Game and Fish Commission's webpage, right there on the homepage. There's a search engine. Click in fishing derbies, and it'll bring them all up. It's very easy to do. So here's some of the fishing derbies coming up. Coming up this Saturday, the Ball Knob Community Pond from 9 a.m. to 11. On this Saturday at the Searcy City Lake from 9 a.m. to noon, kids only. Now, most of these things are for kids only, okay?
Sure, they're kids fishing derbies.
That's right. On Friday, May 8th at the Southside B Branch Pond, kids only, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then on Saturday, May 16th, at the Stewart Lake City Pond in Walnut Ridge, 8 a.m. to 11. There's just a few of them. I just picked out a few, but you can go online and check those out.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Good stuff.
Stubbs Home Center's best fishing times for Tuesday, April 28th. Sunrise, 6:18. Sunset, 7:49. I'm sure the fish are scared. After all the storm.
They're stirred up today.
Well, they're probably going to be deep because there's only one time, according to the solar calendars, it's 8:19 a.m. to 10:19 a.m.
All right, so take the morning off.
Take the morning off. Huh? The fish are probably deep after the storm.
Do they do that?
Sure.
Do they go deep?
Well, it's, of course, the gravitational pull of the moon and all that good kind of stuff.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not. Look it up. No, that's true.
But I mean after the storm.
Yes.
Do they go deeper?
Sure.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fish are more sensitive than I am.
They are very sensitive, as a matter of fact.
Stay up through the storm coverage. You have to be here the next morning regardless.
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right. You'll be back Thursday,
I guess.
Ed Hawes Outdoors, brought to you by Stubbs Home Center. They are your do-it-best home center, and you'll find them right next to the airport on Heber Springs Road in Southside.